This is your girl, Sana Star, coming to you with another episode of A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman, the official podcast of the Easy Breezy Life Community. Before I jump into today's topic, if this is your first time joining us, the Easy Breezy Life is a community of strong-willed women who understand that it can be so challenging to manage faith, family, life, and pursue our goals. Well, here at the Easy Breezy Life, you're going to find a community of like-minded women who are just as fierce, focused, and fired up as you are. It's also important that I let you know that everything we share on this platform is for education and entertainment purposes only. Because we believe that the Easy Breezy Life is a group project, we want you to seek out professional help in every way, shape, or form that you might need it. We are going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with this week's episode. Want to know how I save tons of money on a Caribbean vacation while earning cash back? It's easy. The answer is Rakuten. Sign up online today using the link in our episode notes so you can start saving and earning cash back on your favorite online stores. Welcome back, my loves. This is part two of our conversation with author Ebony Potts, The Rebirth of Me, My Journey, Breakthrough, and Triumph. And in this episode, she will talk about some of the burdens that she placed on herself, that many of us sometimes place as Black women, of fixing everyone, mothering everyone, supporting everyone, and how that is not our role or responsibility. Sometimes the victory is caring for ourselves. Even if you are not single or married, I want to encourage you to give these two episodes a listen because they talk about telltale signs, not just in marriage, but in any interpersonal relationship, and signs that we should look out for that we might be pouring in and giving more than we are getting out.
I felt burnt out in my relationship because at that time I was doing a lot of pouring into him. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it's important that though you're not expecting anyone to be perfect, you do want someone who's also putting in the effort to do their own self-work as well. Mm-hmm. That they have, they're working on, and they're willing to identify areas that they're not strong in. Mm-hmm. They're willing to seek therapy in areas that they haven't. And like, I knew that when I was, therapy wasn't necessarily this abstract thing, but I knew that that wasn't something that he engaged in. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, how are you also doing your own type of self-work and healing? Mm-hmm. And I think that I was going from being, I was no longer a girlfriend or a partner. I was more like, I felt like I was being like a caregiver and a parent to my partner. Mm. So you want, especially as strong, and I want to speak to the strong Black women.
Yes. Talk to them because they listening.
Yeah, who are out here, and we put a lot of, we work our tails to the bone. We put a lot of effort in our education.
Yep.
The degrees that we attain, that blood, sweat, and tears we put into the classroom. We put a lot in our finances to make sure that we are financially stable and fit. So at that time in my life before marriage, I think I was only 22, 23. By that time, I've already attained 2 degrees. I was living on my own for the first time. I was able to have a beautiful apartment. I was very financially sound and secure. But then when I had to look at the person that I was considering who put a ring on my finger, when I think about it now, I'm like, oh my goodness. At that time, he was unemployed. He wasn't pursuing really anything. He was having a hard time with getting employment. He was still living at home, so he never actually ever experienced living on his own outside of being in a house with like 4 other women. So there's a lot that you have to, that if I can tell my younger self, just take a step back, because I'm pouring now a lot. I'm like, let me teach you about credit. Let me help you open your first credit card. Let me, sure, you can move in here with me. you have some debt, no problem. I can pay it off. I love you. I want us to build together. You know, I was doing all of these things like, oh, you need a job. I actually know someone. I can get the questions for the interview. Let's sit down. I can, here, this is probably what you should say to secure this employment.
Ooh, girl, talk about behind every man is a strong woman. Girl, you are the...
I was, I loved him, you know, so I was pouring pouring, and I'm like, hey, sure, I don't mind teaching you how to do some of these daily tasks that you never really had to do, because he was the only child, like not only child, he was the only boy, so he didn't have to, there was a lot of things that he didn't have to do. So I did come from a background where I had to be independent a lot. I learned a lot of things early. So I'm like, here, I can teach you. Okay. And I'm like, and there's sometimes I'll blame myself. Like, oh, I probably didn't teach you. I taught you how to open a credit card, but maybe I should have taught you how to like handle it better. So I blame myself that you're in this debt. I'll pay it off. And so it was just a lot of that where you experience burnout. And so I think that if you're experiencing burnout already in a relationship, now that's a good time to go to God and ask, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling exhausted? Link it to something and then see if that'll help you kind of decipher if you should be even making a step towards marriage. Yeah. And I'm not even saying like I'm not saying that that's not your person.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but maybe that person might have to do some of their own work too. Because if you're bringing so much to the table and God's already been working on you, you've been making great strides in so many different areas, mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and you don't see that, them putting that same work in, it's okay to say, hey, you know, you're going to have to bring something to the table too. I can't, you know, you can't raise a man.
Yeah.
And also then eventually that also impacts somewhere down the line. It's going to impact in the way that you begin seeing that person. And it's going to impact the love, the intimacy. It's something about being able to just enjoy not having to be the dominant. You want to bask in that feminine energy.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
So if you're feeling like you're not able to even bask in that already, even just a little while you're before you even say I do, then just know that somewhere down the line, it will become some turmoil. It's going to reveal itself one way or another. And if I had to tell younger Ebony, I would think that's something I would tell her to take a step back, look at the facts. You can love this person.
Yep.
But it doesn't mean that you have to say I do, even if it's like right now either, you know. Yep. There's some work still to be done. And it's, you're not God. That's another thing I would tell myself. You're not God.
I so love that, right? You are speaking to our audience right now, because one of the terms that I have in a blog post that I posted way back in is that stop being Captain Save-a. It is not your job to save everybody. Sometimes the task is save yourself first, right? Oxygen mask on ourselves first. And I can think of so many times in my life where, you know, even for me and someone who I considered I'm in a healthy marriage, overextended.
Overextending, yes, that's the term.
Overextended myself.
It's like, why do we do this?
Why are we wired to do that? And I don't know that any other group, identity-wise, is wired to do that quite in the way that Black Christian women in America are encouraged to partake in martyrdom.
Like, it is...
Like, if I had to write a book, it'd be like, I will not be your martyr. Signed, yeah. Strong Black woman.
Yeah, because... and so I think that... But then, and also the caveat to that is that, one, men are drawn to... So whether there's a lot of men who are like, oh, I don't want a woman that's too strong. You're drawn to a strong woman. Mm. He was drawn to me because of my strength, me overcoming. He already knew I overcame a lot of adversity. Just to see this young girl already like killing it.
Yes.
So a lot of that.
Like a miracle. Like come on.
He definitely would make sure I knew that, hey, like I love these attributes about you. But then now when you're now pouring into someone and you're now becoming the martyr and you're becoming mommy and all these things and you're overextending yourself. There will be a time though, if you don't have the right partner, and maybe there may be some women listening who may have already surpassed the first thing I just explained, but maybe right here at this moment, what I'm about to explain, there'll be a point where also another telltale sign is where that same strength that they admired about you, that same ambition they used to praise you about, that same ability to handle finances or to get things done that they loved about you, if that then eventually when they get to a certain level, because you done poured into them, so now they got the job, right? They're a little bit more physically fit. They have a beautiful place to live. They're not living at home anymore. Now, when all those things now become a threat.
Listen, sis.
Where it's like, you once used to praise me and you told me you fell in love with me because you love these attributes. Mm-hmm. But now these are a threat. And now you're saying things to me like, hey, I don't think you should go back to school. Or you're saying things to me like, hey, I don't know if that's a good position for you. You might not be able to be qualified for that. You know, you probably should like look into this, or maybe you shouldn't really take that opportunity. Or they see it as, the big thing that I had to deal with early on was like, he didn't like that, started making more money than him. So when now all those things that once was something that you used to help build this person, pour into this person, love on this person, and then if it turns into later, those are the same things that you're now seeing, that you're starting to feel insecure about yourself. You're starting to doubt your abilities. Like, oh, maybe I
am too much. Maybe I do need to tone it down.
Yeah.
Like maybe right I'm now, the problem.
Yeah. Like right now, listen. I work in higher ed. I work at one of the top universities, public Ivy institutions within our nation.
Yeah.
And I remember in my marriage, when I explored the idea of leaving the K-12 sector, I remember just being so insecure, not from my own ability, because my partner was now telling me that, yeah, you know, you need to have some higher ed experience before you can do that. Like, you're not going to be, I've been trying to get jobs in there and I can't even get jobs, you know, can't even get move up in this position. And so I was talked out of a lot, and it worked. Because at this time, I'm also like going through some other stuff. So I'm just like,
you back down. So when, you're like, yeah.
So when
not,
you start realizing that certain fire you once had, or some of those passions that you had, and that same grit and aspiration and that go-getter spirit that you had when you first started dating this person, when y'all was just, you know, booze and he was loving on you and loving that aspect about you and how successful and accomplished you were. But when your accomplishments started to become a threat or a competition,
yep,
that's also an indicator. And I feel like that was something that started transpiring in my marriage. Where it was just like, now it's like, you're doing too much. I'm gonna need to reel you back in a little bit.
Yeah, buddy.
That's when it becomes
from pet to threat.
Where now it becomes like a competition. Like, oh, now you, okay, so you just went back for a second master's, but now you wanna go into a doctoral program? Well, I'm gonna do it too. We're gonna have to just do it together. You know, so it's like, wait, what? Like my aspirations can't be my aspirations. My dreams can't be my dreams. And now you don't like that I make more money, but it worked well when
you needed to let go,
when you moved in.
And then talk about the character trait that you saw that pulled you in, and now all of a sudden is like, you know, there's this expression in Nigerian culture, because I'm married to someone who's Nigerian, that's like, oh, you've grown wings, we got to clip the wings. And it's like, it was all good when I was riding on the wings.
That's a good illustration.
Yeah, it was all good when I was riding on your wings to get to where I needed. But now that I'm up here, you need to calm down.
I'm sorry. That really just spoke to my spirit. And I think that's a great illustration. I felt like my wings got clipped.
Oh.
And then that's where a lot of darkness came. That's where I no longer was a super confident young woman. I was no longer... I was very, I second-guessed myself way more than I ever thought. I was no longer this God-fearing girl who was just pouring out her heart to Jesus every morning. I lost sight of me. I really did in that marriage. It's like, I didn't even, and honestly, I didn't realize, all this stuff I realize now, because I'm like, when my marriage finally ended, when those divorce papers are finally signed and the separation, all of that, when that started happening, I'm started realizing like, wait, it took me some time to find my own identity again.
Yes, sis.
I didn't know what shows I actually liked anymore.
Yeah,
I had to throw out, I had to get rid of, not throw out, I gave away a lot of like old clothes and stuff. Cause I'm like, I actually like to wear these type of clothes, you know, actually, you know, cause it was a lot of, you know, you can't wear this, you can't wear that.
As a wife, yeah. Are you a Christian wife?
Yeah, I had some, you know, a lot of like, a lot of things in my marriage came with, I had to ask for permission.
Yeah.
to do a lot, like wear certain things or change my clothes. And so when even when we were separated, I was just like, oh wow, like I could go buy this outfit. And I'm always, and I'm sure you've seen me and outside of this.
Yeah, but I think why I wanted you invited is because I needed to. I very much hate to give an impression that God is looking for one kind of Christian woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just had a conversation with someone close in my life and to say that, like, your walk is your walk. And, you know, there are some people who look at me, right? So I intentionally, in my profile picture on my website, am wearing professional clothes, but I got on glitter hoop earrings. And people are like, why are you wearing the glitter hoop earrings? I said, because I like glitter hoop earrings and I've given up everything else. I'm not giving you my lace front and glitter hoop earrings. You're going to have to deal with the lashes and the glitter hoop earrings, because that's what's left. But it's taken me a very long time to come to the idea that I don't need to give you Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is Michelle Obama. Hillary is Hillary. Asada is Asada. And
exactly.
Pray, you know, watch Keep Sweet and Obey, like Netflix. I don't know if you saw this Netflix film that's called Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey. And this desire to strip, you know, you of all that makes you unique when God is celebrating our uniqueness.
Yes. And when so I've been falling in love with myself all over again. I've been enjoying, like, hey, I remember I actually did like you doing these things, or I used to like reading this or watching this. And I gave up a lot of my identity in that marriage, which leads me to my next thing. Another thing is that if you feel like you're losing your sense of self, the things that make you unique, whether it's the cool hobbies that you had, the quirky shows, the things that made you you, even down to the clothes that you wore. If you see that your sense of identity is being lost, and now you only are engaging in activities that that person enjoys, that the only shows you're watching now seems to be it's to their enjoyment, or the places that you're going, the people you're associated with. If you're seeing that it's not really fully speaking to who you may once were, that's also like was a telltale sign. So I've been falling in love with myself all over again.
And that's such a beautiful journey. And so before we close out, any encouragement that you can give to any woman that's in a dark place, whether it be in their mental health, whether it be in their journey back to self, whether it be in their marriage, because you talked about, you hit on so much today. What are those words in the journey?
Yeah, some advice that I would give. My first biggest piece of advice was to really make time to sit down with your Father. Make time for God. Make it a private time, make it a priority. Whether that's finding you having to wake up 30 minutes earlier in the morning, something outside of the usual, something outside of some of you may go to church every Sunday, or some of you may stream online. Find time where it's not involving you with anyone else but Him, where you remove distractions. And I think that's a good starting place. And it's not going to feel comfortable in the beginning. It's not going to feel easy. You're going to probably feel like you're talking to yourself, but don't feel like you have to go to Him in any form or fashion. Like, I go to my Father and I'm like, Daddy, I don't know, like, what's up? This is how I'm feeling. Sometimes I just may just cry. Or sometimes I'm just like, I actually don't have the words for you today. But I'm gonna just tell you some of the things that I desire right now, and and I just need you to take me deeper. Help me understand more of who you are and who you call me to be. Have conversations with Him, be real. Talk to Him as if, you know, He's someone you don't have to like, oh, thou, they,
Jesus. I know, you don't gotta talk to King James Version.
No, you don't have to talk to King James Version. So I would start there. And another piece of advice is that don't feel like you have to have it figured out. If you really are in that season where things just feel really dark, or you just don't even know what tomorrow is going to look like, let alone maybe the next couple of hours in your day.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you're spending that time with God, just trust. I'm telling you, just trust that he works everything out for our good. Mm-hmm. That even when you don't feel him, even if you're like so burnt out and tired and you've been crying, just know that the season that you're currently in is not going to be the end of you.
Ooh, powerful.
Okay. And powerful. I just listened to a sermon by Teray Roberts that's like, bask in your imperfections. It's in our weakness that God really, he wants the weak girl. He wants the one who's like, look, I'm messy. I'm a little jacked up. It's real ghetto out here. I'm doing things that I know that I probably shouldn't be doing. I'm engaging in certain activities. Like, be real with him, because honestly, those are the things that he's going to use. He's not going to use the glamified person that you post on social media. He's not going to use the degrees. He's not going to use the growing bank account. He's not going to use any of that. He's going to use your weaknesses, the things you're not proud of, the things you hide from others, the things that you feel ashamed about.
Yep.
He doesn't condemn you. A lot of times we're condemning ourselves. Just know those are the things that he's like, ooh, if she can just come to me, I can't wait to
give me the messy. I got a message for it. Give me your messy.
Yeah. So just trust that. Trust that is your weaknesses that he's been wanting to use, and he's waiting for you to bring it to him. You don't have to hide. So my advice, we come out of hiding and just watch him unfold. Watch what he does with those ugly things that people may say about you or talk about you, that you even say to yourself. Watch what he can do with those. And that's my piece of advice. Everything else will be added after that. I promise. All the joy is going to come after that. All the peace, even the boo, the love, the marriage, the baby, everything will be added after that. Start there. I promise you, you won't regret that.
Wow. As you were talking, this song came to my mind. There will be glory after this. God's going to turn it around. There will be and I think that's for you.
Yep.
So you should listen to that song.
I know that song. I like that song.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so much, Ebony, for giving your time and the level of openness and vulnerability today, which I thought I was open. You are really using your story to impact women, to be a blessing. I know our community is going to be blessed. I know everybody who listens to this episode is going to be blessed. And I am just so, so thankful that you felt comfortable enough to trust me to kind of put it out there as well. Granted, you have your book, which we will be linking to in the episode notes. I absolutely want our community to get their hands on this book. I'm also waiting for my copy of the book to come in. And so I can't wait. I know that so much more is going to be coming out of you. And I thank you for your courage and the just the braveness that you're showing and stepping out into the light with the not so pure. Because Ebony is beautiful, because she could just give you cute and it's enough. You know, but she's giving us so much more. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I thank you. Honestly, I thank you for this platform. Thank you for creating such a space as this. And honestly, this is not me. This is nothing but God working through me and around me. And however I can tell my story, to use it to help another, that's all what it's about. I'm not looking for any self-glory. I really just want for people to realize that they have someone in their corner fighting for them. And even when it feels like you have no one else. And so I'm excited about that. Even in my book, I share what I call my spiritual prescription that God gave me. The same way we go to a doctor when we're sick and they whip out that prescription pad. God did the same thing. And I even share that. I have journal pages, ways for people just to reflect and take time to think about some of the stuff that I cover in the chapters. And the whole goal is wholeness and breakthrough, and for you to experience every joy that comes after the storm. And remember, I'm not preaching and saying that my life is all figured out and it's all easy right now, but there's a peace that I have that just can't be shaken. And so I just want someone to be able to experience peace, because I know what it feels like to not have it.
I'm inspired today. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And I wish you the absolute best. You heard it here. Be with us next week, A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman. If this episode blessed you, like, share, subscribe. Make sure you send it to a friend who might be needing it right now. All right. See you next week, ladies.